start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. Today, we don't have a long story, but we do have a pretty good one. Specifically, if you're a vehicle operator, or if you have a federal motor carrier number, or even a DOT number. If you oversee vehicle operators who use your DOT or federal motor carrier number, this is going to be an important one for you here today. And let's get this started. So over the weekend, I was actually going through a couple different things and ran into this website that I would like to reference real quick called CDL Life. And they had a news story on there that talked about carrier ordered out of service for complete and utter lack of compliance with the FMCSA. Just in case if you don't know what the FMCSA stands for, that is the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. So there's a company that's based out of Georgia. It says, and keep in mind that this is a news story that's being reported by CDL Life, so all the information that I'm having here is based on what they're saying. A Georgia-based trucking company has been declared imminent hazard to public safety by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration for a laundry list of offenses, including illegally reincarnation, substance abuse screening violations, and failure to properly record and monitor their driver's record of duty status. So they named the company by name on here, and they said they had actually issued them to put be out of business on the 23rd of April after authorities discovered that the company was reincarnated under a different name. The FMCSA says, and then they named the company, had an unsatisfactory safety rating in 2017. And then they reincarnated, and then they gave the new name. And then they avoid complying with the required actions needed to improve their safety rating. The FMCSA responded to this discovery by merging the safety record of both companies and placing the companies out of service. So I want to talk about that for a moment. When you start thinking about this, you have to realize that when you are under the FMCSA and under DOT, you have certain guidelines on what you have to do. When they start investigating into your number, if you have compliance issues that you have not addressed, you're going to run into a problem if you decide to reincarnate under a different number, under a different name, under a different title. It doesn't go away, but these are the things that kind of end up taking place that people think that they can avoid. So between January 1st, 2018 and February 28th, Automated Onboard Recording Device System recorded 4,802 hours of unidentified driving time resulting from 51 instances of drivers unplugging or disabling their recording mechanism. Keep in mind that if you are a vehicle operator, you are not supposed to unplug the device. If you log out of the device and continue to drive and say, hey, this is not going to count against my hours of service, that is incorrect information. Let's go over that one more time. If you unplug, or if you decide to disconnect the unit itself, it will continue to still record the hours, even though you are not signed in, but it is still going to realize that somebody is operating the vehicle. So this is the important portion here. Investigation found, for instance, that a driver from this company is off duty commencing, and then they said where they were after discovering that the onboard automated recorder, the driver continued operating the vehicle. The global positioning system, or the GPS recording, showed that the vehicle was leaving a particular area, passing through Georgia and Florida before arriving to Alabama, where the driver reconnected the device. The following day, the same driver, after crossing Mississippi, decided to go ahead and disconnect the recorder again, commencing him off of duty. However, he again discontinued the use of the recorder itself when he came to different states. Now, keep in mind that these things are constantly recorded. Constantly. So investigation found that the company, seven drivers to operate their vehicles in that same particular matter, receiving negative employee tests. So they continue to try to push for the people inside of the company to actually push the units to be used in that particular matter. In the last 12 months, this particular company had been put out of service for 46% of the time or inoperable required lamps, exposed tire fabric, defective brakes, broken or missing axle position components, and oil or grease leak from the hubs. In addition to the out of service, may be subject to civil and criminal penalties, including up to a year in prison, if the violations are found to be willful. Let's continue to think about that particular subject for a moment. As we look into the hours of service and trying to be compliant within those particular hours of service, it is crucial that you are using and operating the device in the proper manner. Now, if your company has decided to use an ELD or an electronic logging device, there's a particular rule set that you have to follow to use that. The other portion is that some systems have what they call an AOBRD. One more time, that is an AOBRD, and that is automatic onboard recording device. Each system is to be used a little bit differently. They essentially gather very similar information, but they're a little bit different in each one. You must remain compliant to what the federal government is requesting on how you use these devices. I know that in the olden days, when we used paper logs, people try to play the system on how it would be set up. As we move forward in this particular modern day and era, we need to continue to think about how these electronic devices are actually logging all of these hours. Please be safe and please be compliant while you're out there. Keep in mind that at the end of the day, the government will find out if you're using it and trying to be an unidentified driver. Besides that, I don't have much more today. Thank you for listening. This has been Jay Allen. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact us. Till next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.